From Jessamine Stanley, we are still here. We are writing ourselves into history books they never expected us to enter. They never expected us to succeed. They never expected us to survive. They did everything they could to stamp us out. And yet here you are. If you weren't supposed to be here, you wouldn't be here. If you weren't meant to exist, to speak, to take up space, to love loudly, to imagine freely, you wouldn't be breathing right now. You are not here to be flattened into someone else's story. You are not here to play a supporting role in a narrative that denies your humanity. You decide what is true for you. You decide the story you're telling. You are the hero of your own life. Tell the universe, I am here. This is what I'm here to do. This is why I exist. And then this is the part people skip. Say thank you. Gratitude is not passive. Gratitude is not complacency. Gratitude is power. Gratitude for the mirror. Gratitude for another day. Gratitude for the body you're in, the limbs you have, the ones that hurt, the ones that don't work the way you wish they would. Gratitude for the illnesses, for the injuries, for the mistakes, for the things you wish with your whole chest had never happened. Because whatever that thing is, the thing you would undo if you could, it is also your superpower. It is your gift. It is your key. It is the magic that unlocks the next level of your becoming. If and only if you are willing to listen, your ancestors are speaking to you through your life. Through your pain, through your resistance, through the patterns that keep showing up until you finally pay attention. This isn't just happening to you. It's happening to all of us, on a collective level, on a personal level, across species, across ecosystems. Humans love to think we're the center of the story. We're not. Go outside. Listen to your pets. Listen to the trees. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. If you know how to listen beyond this planet, listen there, too. Everything is communicating right now. Other animals aren't panicked. The whales aren't pressed. The dolphins aren't spiraling. They are present. Look at your pets, how joyful they are just to see you. How excited they are to share a moment with you. How quickly they return to play once the moment has passed. My partner's dog, Pepper, is a master teacher. When I'm stressed, she insists we go outside and play fetch. Full joy, full presence, no overthinking. And when she's had enough, she's like, cool, you good now? Lesson delivered. Moving on. There are beings like this everywhere in your life, if you're willing to notice them. Everyone who has had to overcome understands this eventually. Everyone who has stood for something larger than themselves understands it. At the end of the day, the opportunity to be here is the gift. And if you believe you have an opponent, if you believe you are in a fight, then understand this. Your story is the only one that matters. If you focus on your perceived opponent, you lose. They will always cast you as the villain or the loser anyway. So don't live there. You don't have to. You can choose presence. You can choose gratitude. You can choose to show up fully with everything you have. Happy Black History Month. Not just to Black people, but to everyone living inside the legacy of Black leadership, Black resistance, Black imagination, Black survival. Even if your skin is not Black, you are living on ground shaped by it. You are benefiting from it. You are being invited into responsibility by it. We are all living history right now. You are never too old to stand on the shoulders of a master. You are never too small to participate in something sacred. So be here. Be present. Listen closely. And tell the truth about who you are out loud, so we can all hear it. Reflection. Take one breath. Put your feet on the floor. Name one thing you're grateful for today, even if it came from something hard. Drop it in the comments.